Grandma dust, they called it.
Grandma dust.
Yeah, grandma dust. That's what they called it. And she'd throw that on the floor and use sand. And that stuff had to move. Mm-hmm. And all you had to have was a muscle to do that scrubbing. Then she'd rake her floors and take a corn sack, put under her foot, and drag on that floor and dry it to make it dry quicker. And it would dry real quick. She did that. And we had, and it just even smelled good. That old powder she used was real nice. It would odor.
So the house had, you say it was just one big bedroom plus a kitchen and dining room?
Yeah, that's right. And most of them we lived in is like that. We got to where, though, we could have a little better equipment long down through our journey as we could have worked. A little bigger house. Seemed like the man who quit building a house in the forest, you see, would work for it. They always built a house where they wanted us to locate it. Location. Close to our work. Woods. So, they'd rent houses, rent places for us. The man we worked for in the last days when he was a yearling boy, you know, coming up, about grown. Got to where we could rent places so they would borrow us and let us live in big houses. Have more room. We were growed up. Where we at now?
How long have you been in your house over there?
This little house I'm in, trailer combined, 6 years. A little better than 6 years, I believe. I've got the date down over there when I went in.
Has that always been there, or did you build it?
Yeah, it was there, and I come. The man and woman lived in that little house was retarded fellas from the railroad, you see. And they lived there on this man's place. He was living at the time, Mr. Beasley. And they first lived right there where I got that little house on a piece of cement. And it wasn't big enough, it was too close, and they moved out there in the corner. And it's been there ever since. I don't know how long it was been there all together. But that's on a little house with a rusty top on it. The other one, the other side, I lived in here 3 years and taking care of my father here in town with my sister. And until he died, and then I was going back to the river, on the river bank. I had a little shack up there. And I was going back to the little shack on the river bank. But these people found out I was a gardener, and they asked me would I be contented, or would I like to move in this little house? I looked at her, I said, yeah, I will. I made up my mind, I said, I will. And so they cleaned it up for me and them together. And I done moved some of my things back to Stockton. But I came back and went up, after I found I was gonna live here then, I put the other furniture in here. And went up there and got the rest of that and brought it back and put it in there, and I've been living in there.
Does that have, how many rooms does that have?
Just one room and a kitchen and cook and eat in the same room. And then there's a little old bitty room in the back. The bathroom and then there's a place to put some junk piles in there. Yeah.
You got plenty of shade over there anyway.
Oh, yeah. Nothing short of the shade. That's right.
Those are mighty big trees.
They are huge, it's all right. They are awful large. I'd like to know the age of them myself.